Now it's time on Summer Breakfast for the latest finance news, and hopefully, Rebecca Hyam, the performance of Gothic hasn't made the markets crash.
No, look,
good news.
Nothing like that. There has, though, been some more good economic news out of the United States overnight, and that's helping to push Wall Street higher late in the session. Official government figures have revealed that the US economy grew at an annual rate of 2.6% in the latest quarter. Now, that's above the government's previous estimate of 2.5%. But the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure, which is linked to consumer spending and removes food and energy costs, rose at 0.5%, marking the slowest pace of quarterly growth since records began. Banking shares are helping to support the broader market in the US after reports that China may buy about $6.5 billion in Portuguese sovereign debt. Now, that's calmed investors' concerns about the debt situation in Europe. And with an hour left in trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 21 points to 11,554. The S&P 500's 3 points higher at 1,257, and the Nasdaq's up 2 points to 2,670. Across the Atlantic, British shares have gained 0.5%, but that still hasn't been enough for the London index to crack the critical 6,000 level. As in the US, trading volumes have been low ahead of Christmas this weekend. UK-listed banking shares have rallied on the possibility of that Chinese intervention in the Eurozone crisis. The world's largest cruise operator, Carnival Corp, has gained more than 5% after the company reported solid fourth quarter results, and British Airways has also bounced back as travel services began to resume across Europe. By the close, the FTSE 100 had gained 32 points to 5,983. The local share market is expected to open slightly higher. In futures trading, the ASX SPY 200's up 9 points to 4,778. The Australian dollar's fairly steady at 99.9 US cents. On the cross rates, it's buying 83.5 Japanese yen, 76.34 euro cents, just over 65 British pence, and $1.34 in New Zealand. Spot gold's almost unchanged at $1,385.60 US an ounce. West Texas crude oil is higher at $89.83 US a barrel, and a barrel of tapas is worth $95.24 US. And Julian, that finishes up this morning's market report.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Always good to hear that the cruise industry is still doing well. All right.